His name is Christian Eckes. He's been in the Freak Nation many times, and now he's in the Freak Nation for...
Including last week.
Yeah. He's in the Freak Nation as a champion for the ARCA Racing Series after a big win Friday night in Kansas. Before you going live with us, you mentioned that you're cooking up something right now. What are you cooking?
I'm making pancakes. They're pretty easy. I got the Kodiak ones. They got some protein in them and balanced meal. Pretty solid.
Christian Eckes, you're a champion ARCA Series driver right now. You are Venturini Motorsports top-notch guy. Why isn't somebody else making you pancakes? Why aren't you sitting on a throne right now and barking orders at people to do things for you because you're a champion?
Yeah, I wish it worked like that, but I got home and I got a bunch of stuff to do at the new apartment still, so back to reality, just making pancakes.
And there is another question I wanted to ask you about. We meant to get to this last week. You are just now, like, you're only a couple weeks into this new apartment. So, yeah,
a couple days.
That was, you got this apartment at this specific time at the end of the season to kind of keep your mind off this championship hunt? Tell me.
Honestly, if we're being honest, I really want to move out because I didn't have any room for trophies anymore. I needed some more space for them. I was running out of room in my bedroom, so now I got plenty of room.
Now you have a fireplace and a mantle, and again, you need to have your throne.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But I do need to go and get a new spatula, as I'm noticing right now. I bought, like, a set, and they're pretty terrible. It's really flexible. It wasn't, like, the metal one.
Yeah.
Need to go do that.
Champion Christian Eckes of the ARCA Series joining us here in the Freak Nation.
And apparently a spatula connoisseur.
I know you've not been one to get overly excited, but I would just think, what a relief for you to be able to capitalize on not just your own misfortune, but others' misfortune with a straight-up badass race Friday night in Kansas, given what all you've been through throughout the year.
Yeah, Kansas pretty much just sums up the entire year. We have something go wrong, and we were able to fight back pretty easily, honestly. We had that deal happen in qualifying where it blew up, and for whatever reason, it actually, like, calmed me down. I just felt like I could go have fun now and not really worry about points-wise, just go and be on the edge and try to get back to the front, so... We're in the race, 85 points down of where we had to start, and we slowly made our way to the front and took the lead from Michael and never looked back.
So, Christian Eckes, you say that blowing an engine after qualifying, needing to start the race after changing the motor in the back of the field, that actually calmed you down. However, once the race got going, you were just picking people off like no one's business. When did that calming sensation go back into maybe a nervous feeling?
Honestly, it was nice because really... You know, when I race, the only time you're nervous is when you're outside of the race car. So it kind of got that out of the way. And then, you know, as I was getting into a rhythm and everything just kind of faded away. And I was able to go do my deal.
Christian Eckes, you obviously have to be satisfied with Toyota as your engine supplier. But what was it that makes your car feel so much better or perform that much better than the rest of the field?
You know, the last couple of weeks, we really weren't able to make adjustments how I wanted to. And me and Kevin kind of sat down this week and figured out a way to get better information to him. We were able to do that, and we made some great adjustments in practice for the first time in a couple of races and truly made our car better. We were pretty happy with how we unloaded, and we just consistently made it better and better and better. And I think we showed that in the race, and... still could have been a little bit better, but in the same aspect, for the situations that we had, it was definitely a good week.
What were some of the conversations that you may have had with your crew chief or maybe even your crew that might have smoothed things for you?
Yeah, I was really proud of myself because I offered some great motivational insight before the race. I definitely got everybody riled up. So I just pretty much told them that we're not going to let qualifying define us, and we didn't do that at all. So everybody executed well, and we picked up a lot of spots on pit road and the only one stop that we had. And so, yeah, I'm going to take credit for that, for firing everybody up.
So Christian Eckes, spatula critique and ARCA champion. Now, full on Tony Robbins. I mean, you really do have the future cut out for you.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun for sure. that's really all I can say.
Do you know who Tony Robbins is?
No idea. That's
he's okay. he's this huge motivational speaking guy. People walk over hot coals for him.
Yeah. All right. Well, that makes sense, man. I was really confused.
Christian Eck is ARCA Series champion joining us here in the Freak Nation. After that win last night, there's got to be a sense of relief that none of us can identify with. What kind of relief was it for you?
Yeah, it was huge. Going into the championship weekend, you constantly have on your mind, the what ifs, both what if you win and what if you don't. And, to finally have that decided, it was huge relief. It just felt like a lot of pressure was lifted off of me. And, it was definitely special. It was good practice to have that much pressure on you. Meaning how I feel like our truck is going to have a shot at the Owners Championship here when we go to Homestead in a couple weeks. So definitely good practice. And, definitely just a huge relief lifted.
What's going to happen with your stock car rides for 2020?
I'm hopeful for sure. I got some things in the works and I feel really good about them, but I'm not really going to say it's mine until it is. There's so many things that can happen here in the sport of auto racing. And, like I said, I'm very hopeful and I feel like that I'm in a great spot. I just got to put the pen to paper and then I'll be completely satisfied.
Running on general tires, ARCA Series champion Christian Eck is joining us here in the Freak Nation. And can you also give us some background of really what it's like to run with a top-tier team like Venturini Motorsports?
Yeah, it's huge. It's been kind of a crazy ride with Venturini. I've been with them since 2016, and I've been through the highs and I've been through lows with this team. When I started in 2014, I had 40 NFs, and the team really wasn't where it needed to be, and the same kind of thing for 2018. But, Billy worked really, really hard and made a lot of changes over the 2018 season. And, I think we were able to pick up 9 or 10 wins last year, and then it was a 14 this year. So I really owe all my success to him. He really changed it around for me and then kind of jump-started my career. So definitely it's been a wild ride.
Christian Eckes, ARCA Series champion, joining us here in the Freak Nation, man. Congratulations to you. It's been pretty badass to have you in the Freak Nation numerous times after those race wins.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Well, hold on. Last week when we talked, we warned you that we might be asking for some music from you, your playlist, your stream list, that you'd be listening to through your JBLs, your sponsor at your race team. Give it up. What's the music?
Man, I didn't really change up for that. my whole album, or not album, but every single song on my phone is completely different. I mean, I got everything from 80s rock to
nice
hardcore hip hop. I mean, it's like it's all over the board. You got some country mixed in there, but yeah, I'm playing everything.
Bam. Christian Eckes, congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
A guy that just wins a championship, making pancakes, and now has an apartment to house all of his trophies. That came out of that interview with Christian Eckes.
Wait a minute. What about the spatulas?
The spatulas? That's right.
You need the spatula sponsorship. Kelphalon. Is that how you pronounce it?
And that's so true. Think about this. I have we have three spatulas at home.
No.
And I have a 1, a 1B, and a 1C. I don't like that 1C. Statman, do you have a favorite spatula?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got a couple of them, but that one of them never comes out of the drawer. I always grab for the one. I know what it is, and it works.